Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. I said before I thought that Barack Obama did a pretty good E.J. Gregg impression.
Well, he was in here. I thought he was in the state. I thought maybe he
He stopped in and did that ad, right? All right. Want to bring in our next guest, and that is Bernie Porn, pollster with Epic MRA, and said some epic changes in this gubernatorial race. Hello, Bernie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. We live in interesting times.
Certainly do. And your poll results for the Democrats confirming what we were led to believe late last week, that Virge Bernero has shown a quantum gain here, and the Republican field even more interesting.
Well, yep, it's surprising on the Democratic side what a couple of $1 million worth of TV advertising can do from organized labor and whoever the heck else participated in funding it through the Democratic Party in Genesee County. And rather heavy saturation TV buy that made the connection between the name Virge Bernero and the job he currently holds and what he did in relation to job creation, at the same time criticizing Speaker of the House Andy Dillon.
Right.
And then that happened for about a week, and then they brought in the abortion issue, and it went from a 34% lead, 34-24% lead for Dillon last month, with 42% undecided, to 40% for Virge Bernero, 32% for Andy Dillon, and 28% undecided.
Well, Virge always said when he got his message out, people would like it.
Well, and he's absolutely right. What I was worried about is that he didn't raise the money to do
right.
it himself,
right.
and
right.
and I know he attributes a lot of that to the ground game, and I'm not taking anything away from what that can accomplish, but that doesn't accomplish the same thing and provide the same kind of movement as a couple of $1 million worth of television advertising, which everybody kept saying, when is Verge going to get on the air?
Right.
And he still hasn't gone up in the air, but those ads accomplished what he needed to have accomplished, and he's in the lead, and there are reasons to believe that it may even expand, particularly on the abortion issue, because there's a lot of, among those who are undecided on the abortion issue, they are pro-choice, so the message hasn't saturated on that yet.
Mm-hmm. And that might be an issue that would bring people to the polls, and in a primary election, turnout is always very, very important.
Very important, and of those that are undecided on the abortion issue and yet committed to it, he has nowhere to go but up, which could expand the lead.
Bernie, I want to talk more about the Republicans here,
now,
because I think these numbers are fascinating.
And thinking about Tuesday night for those who are into horse racing, why they might want to get their cameras up, because there's 15% undecided, and if one of the top three gets a 7 or 8% part of the undecideds, why they might sneak into the lead. My guess is that they'll all probably be about equal on election night, and if they do, it'll be a close race. Right now, Rick Snyder moved from 20% up to 26% with a massive amount of advertising, and that's still happening in terms of what he's doing. Mike Cox dropped from 26, where he was in the lead before, down to 24, and Pete Hoekstra dropped from 24 to 23, so the three of them are within 3 points.
You know, you're dealing with the quantitative here, and I usually try to get an impression based on anecdotal evidence, and I talked to someone the other day who was a Republican and had always voted Republican, and I said, you know, how do you think this is going to turn out? And I'm thinking Cox or Hoekstra, and she told me, you know what? Rick Snyder is the only one in this race who's put forward new ideas.
People like him, and he has low unfavorables. He has a little bit lower favorable than either Cox, Hoekstra, or even Bouchard. But Bouchard's the one that really dropped. He dropped from 16 down to 10, even after he started advertising.
Is he out?
I think so. The thing is, people like him, but they're not voting for him. It may be the difference between being a sheriff and being an executive in the governor's race, and that's happened before, where someone who was perceived in one role wasn't favorably perceived in another.
I know that you gather data. You're not into the predictions business. You don't live in Las Vegas, but
I'm always asked, well, what do you think is going to happen? Well, if turnout is low, those who are most certain that they're going to vote next Tuesday give a lead to Hoekstra.
Okay.
Among those who always vote,
two congressional primaries too make a difference, right?
Oh, absolutely. Up in western Michigan, that will increase turnout for him. If things happen and Bouchard pops up a little bit, that could adversely affect Cox. If it's a heavy turnout, it will be Snyder. Because there's some crossover, too.
There are some Democrats who I think really like what Rick Snyder has to say.
And he's advertising on that very issue. And if Democrats think that Dylan doesn't have a shot, they may well decide to go for him, because the favorability numbers are not nearly as strong for Dylan as they are for Verge.
Bernie, will you have new numbers over the weekend?
Nope. This is it.
All right. Well, we will talk with you after the election. Maybe we can put a little analysis to the raw numbers.
Happy to do that.
All right. Bernie Porn of Epic MRA, and weighing in and talking about Rick Snyder now overtaking Pete Hoekstra and Mike Cox with a very slight lead in a very, very close race. We will be back with much, much more. Hour two, Mark Schauer is supposed to join us, and we're going to talk with Bob Filka, Michigan Association of Home Builders, coming up next on Ebling & You.